Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Edwards. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, James Edwards. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Robertson, and towards Barrett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grabowski. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 2 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty throws the ball into Klugman, who tags Hooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kham. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Kham steals second. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Ma still goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Barrett steals third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shealy strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ma still moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shealy is walked intentionally. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Davis scores. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Robertson, and towards Barrett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa pinch hits for Rube Lutsk. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.